84 degrees and mostly clear in Nashville. We're expecting sunny skies today, a high in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The Trump administration is bringing foreign beef into American markets to lower prices. Tennessee cattle farmers say this will hamper the country's beef supply in the long run. Trump made a deal with beef importers who, according to the Tennessean, agreed to sell their products for about 25% less than the going price. The deal is for 300,000 metric tons, enough for every person in America to get about 2 pounds of beef. Trump announced the deal on Truth Social. Beef prices have more than doubled over the past 5 years. There are several contributing factors. One of them is that the U.S. cattle herd size has fallen to its lowest level in 75 years, mostly because of drought and resulting spikes in feed costs. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Eric Mayberry says Tennessee cattle producers understand the importance of affordable prices, but he says rebuilding the U.S. cattle herd takes time. The group says importing a bunch of beef will drive down prices and make farmers less likely to spend time and money growing their herds. They argue that makes the problem worse in the long run. The state of Tennessee is actively trying to convince the federal government to build a nuclear life cycle campus in this state. But one state lawmaker is not on board with that idea. Ed Butler represents parts of several East Tennessee counties in the state house. He says that while he supports nuclear energy development, his constituents are very concerned that the facility might end up in one of their communities. The Tennessee Lookout reports Butler sent a letter to the governor saying any economic benefits would be outweighed by potential environmental risks.
But I just have concerns about storing these types of materials underground when we have aquifers and waterways and so forth that's underground in Tennessee, and it's specifically a lot of people still use wells in some of these rural areas because there is no city water.
The Federal Department of Energy has shortlisted Tennessee as it determines where it will spend $50 billion on a new facility that will have multiple components, ranging from nuclear fuel production and enrichment to recycling and storing nuclear waste. A recent drowning at Percy Priest Lake is the 29th there in the last decade, making it one of the deadliest bodies of water in Tennessee. State wildlife officials say that a 72-year-old Philip Green and a female companion had taken a boat on the lake last Sunday. They jumped into the water for a swim, and then their boat started to drift. After an hour, the woman was rescued, but it took several days until Green's body was found. The waters attract numerous families, boaters, and fishermen each summer, but there are sudden drop-offs and rock structures under the surface that can make the lake dangerous in some areas. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.